Now for the part that's probably the reason you started your career in music production, selling beats and how to do it. Currently, I use BeatStars and I haven't had a single problem with the platform. There are sites like TrackTrain, Airbit, Bandcamp, and more. BeatStars and Bandcamp have apps where you can monitor the activity you're receiving from beats, such as likes, reposts, plays, and sales, so I recommend them. Getting your name out there is the number one thing to do after you're satisfied with how your beats sound. Always make sure you're satisfied, because if you're not and other people are not, then you're probably you're not ready to start selling beats. I greatly advise you to start getting into engagement group chats as much as possible and talking to other producers. However, always remember that you don't want your audience to be all producers, because then you won't really be selling anything. When I first started, I used about automated messages that took all artists directly to my site and offered them a deal. I never got a sale for a while. Then I started to talk to artists and actually got to know them, and I conversated with them about music. My first sale was for $50 on a beat that I would probably laugh at right now. The important part was I engaged with the artist and she liked my hustle and ended up buying a custom beat, which pushed me to make more and perfect my craft. Don't push people to buy your beats. In fact, I give out free beats on the daily as of now to people that have a lot of potential and skill in music. Find the right people. Don't force them for the money. Back when Gucci Mane was just starting out, Zaytoven was the producer for all of Zone 6, which is now known as Gucci Mane's label, 1017 Records. Zaytoven didn't charge anyone a penny for beats. He had just worked with them because they had potential and he hadn't blown up yet. In the end, a free beat is probably more likely to blow up than a beat someone has bought from you. Free beats should always be given to good artists. Now, there's always going to be those rappers who say, give me 2 weeks, let me get paid, and they never get back to you. Don't blow them up, and don't ask them if they're still interested, because they probably forgot or they don't have money. If you see someone with potential, give them the beat, no charge, and it'll help you in getting your name anywhere, even as small as SoundCloud and Instagram. This might sound a little crazy, but DM famous artists once you're satisfied with your beats. Ask them for their email. I got my first and currently only placement with Rosalind Candy, a soul and gospel artist that was very famous not even 5 years back. She bought an exclusive license for a beat, and even though she hasn't dropped anything from it, we're actually really good friends, and she refers famous rappers to me, and I'm very grateful for her. Get your name out there however you can, but don't ever be annoying. Start with, I have a business inquiry, and they'll most likely respond. Then introduce yourself with your real name so they know you're not just some producer on Instagram that's just starting out. And even mention your real account, that helps a lot. Ask for their email to send beats at the end, or if they're really famous, ask right away, but don't be upset if they stop responding. Work with people and don't be money hungry, because it won't get you anywhere in the music world. Look for opportunities, post on YouTube and SoundCloud, and follow the format all people use. I'll talk more about how to gain YouTube views and SoundCloud plays the natural way later on. Until next time.